Welcome to the Pintcast. I'm here today with Joseph. You can follow him on Twitter at @IHateYourClub. What's up, Jay? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I do hate clubs.
You do?
That are yours, not yours, but, you know, everybody else's.
Yeah, but they probably deserve it.
Well, this one this week certainly does.
Absolutely. It has been, how would you say it? It's been an up and down week for Arsenal.
Yeah. It literally was up and down. It really was.
That's pretty fair. It's probably good. I don't know. If we had done this podcast on Wednesday, I was pretty fucking livid. Like, it was as frustrated. I'm trying to think of, like, when I was this frustrated with the match before.
And it's it was sometime last season. I guarantee it. Hasn't been that long.
Yeah, there was sometime last season. Just right now, off the top of my head, I think I'm remembering the match we ended up winning against Reading in the League Cup a couple of years ago. Remember that? Like, this was it 7-6 or some bullshit?
7-5. That was a 7-5.
7-5. I remember that match. I was, like, fucking pulling out my hair and wanted to, like, throw furniture while watching. But at least we came back in that match.
Right. I think I was at work, so I had to kind of stop. Like, before the second half finished.
Yeah.
And then I'm just following on Twitter, and then I'm trying to log back in to see, that I'm like, well, I'll just try to sneak on and watch at work. And I think I ended up missing. I think I watched Chamakh's goal, and that's like all I saw of that whole crazy period. But
Was that Shamwow's, like, last goal for Arsenal?
It could have been. Yeah.
It was one of them. It was one of the last ones because he only played in those, like, cup games. That was, like, his last season.
Is he still with Crystal Palace? I don't know. I haven't heard.
I believe so. I don't know if
good for him.
Yeah. I think he's still in there. I just think he hasn't been fit or on the bench or something.
Quality.
Oh, yeah.
The quality that we used to have to deal with. So that's nice.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, do you think Chamakh can head a ball harder than he can kick it?
Because yes.
I think that might be.
I've made this point. Yeah. Well, I won't make the exact point because you called me out on it last time. But he can't kick the ball, and Jorginho couldn't kick the ball either.
Are you saying there's a theme here?
No, but I'm just now we have what we had this week was Sterling can't kick the ball.
Yeah.
Either. So.
Right.
I don't know. There's something. I'm not sure what it is, but Jorginho was. I mean, he would just trickle balls in and. And he would totally miss the ones he was trying to power through. So,
yeah, I mean, look, I've seen him kick the ball hard a few times, mostly for the Ivory Coast and occasionally for Roma last year when he was playing really well. But yeah, not so much for the Arsenal. We'll do a quick roundup of the other action in Europe. A few tasty matches. You know, it's the first week of Champions League, some exciting stuff. Not so much on the Arsenal front, but it wasn't very great for the English clubs either. 3 out of 4 losing. Both Manchester clubs and Arsenal. And really, if Chelsea lost at home to fucking Maccabi Tel Aviv, I mean, hilarity factor would have been, off the charts. But that would have been a little too excessive, really.
That's a really, really low-level team. So, I mean...
That would be worse than us losing to Dinamo Zagreb at home, you know?
Yes,
like, it's
way
bad enough
worse.
We lost away, but it'd be even worse if that happened. So,
well, Zagreb hasn't lost at home for, like, I don't know how many, like a year or something?
They said something like 41 unbeaten.
Yeah, so they play well at home, and we play well.
But they haven't won in the fucking Champions League since 1999.
We like to help people. We're
the
here to
90s.
Help. We like to break streaks.
1999.
Yeah, but all right, you go back to the results around. Besides the 4, I didn't think there was really anything too surprising.
Yeah.
I thought it was a couple of good goals. You know, we had that one goal from guy from Roma,
Florenzi.
Right?
Florenzi, yeah, the right back. And man, it blew my mind that he even tried it. I had to rewind it and just, like, watch it over and over and over again because you're just kind of like, all right, he picks the ball off the guy. He's driving forward down the flank. He literally crosses the halfway line. And then just looks up and then just, oh, fuck this guy. But apparently this is the second time this has happened to Ter Stegen this season. You know, he's one of those guys that likes to play sweeper keeper and comes off his line a lot.
Yeah, you know? I mean, so it's going to happen every once in a while. But, you know, I mean, I thought that was, you know, it was a great goal. Don't get me wrong. But I thought Hulk's were much more impressive. Hulk's 2 goals were just bullets, and he kept them accurate and low, and man, the power on those was crazy.
Yeah, well, Hulk's one of those guys. Like, he's one of the few guys, like, who can kick a ball harder than Lucas Podolski?
Yeah, he's the other guy, right?
There's a couple, right? And I'm trying to remember. Remember there was the was it Metzelder, the hammer they called him, the German?
Yeah, he probably was up there too.
A few years back, who could actually cunt the ball, but I think it was right about the same as Podolski. But Hulk, and I've seen him hit the ball almost that hard with his right as well, which is scary because he can do that with both legs. But I mean, you know, I guess he's named Hulk for a fucking reason.
Yeah, he's built, you know, he's built huge, and man, he can when you give him that much space, it's crazy. To just, you know, you're just inviting that because that's what he loves to do.
Exactly. You give him a shot from 30 yards, he's going to take it all day. Like, yeah, back off and give him 5 yards space in front of him. Like, that's...
It's pretty stupid. I mean, defending stupid, but it was a good... That was a decent match. I mean, ended up 3-2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a decent one. You know, and look, I'm happy for Roma getting that result. Fucking Luis Suarez, man, that fucking cheat.
Did you see him get smacked in the face by Chesney?
I saw him get smacked in the face by Chesney, and then I also saw him injure Chesney after.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And there is zero fucking coincidence in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You
know? And not only that, but like I think it's the first one that hurt Chesney when he gets his foot in by his hands, I think. He did something to his hand. But then he goes for a second like lunge where it looks like he tries to like step on him in the nuts area.
Well, look, here's one thing is, you know, I think it'll still come back. I think Chesney will find a way, hopefully on the next match, you know, six to come in with a not going for a ball in the box and leave that knee height for Suarez. I think it'll come back, so it'll be interesting.
Can we get like another one of those, like remember the Bale situation? Remember when he absolutely shithoused Bale when he was on Tottenham?
I think Chesney's
had a little wink
like that. He's got that in him.
I love that though. So. You know what I mean? I love that aspect. And I would have rather
we don't have enough of it. We haven't had enough of that for a decade, so.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's less than ideal. I hope he has a speedy recovery. I'm not exactly sure what the injury ended up being, but more power to him coming back. We also saw a few things that were not so tasty. Luke Shaw got absolutely cunted by a Mexican.
Well, yes, but, you know, I've watched it, and it just looks more unfortunate. I mean, it looks like it was going to be a hard tackle, but it's just that Luke Shaw's, you know, foot got caught under.
Yeah, but the thing is, look,
it wasn't him going through the back of him with 2 feet.
Well, no, but it was a scissor tackle, and he was clearly like closing the scissors, if you know what I mean. So, like, you know, his first leg goes forward, makes the tackle, gets the ball, but he looks like he comes in with force with the second leg. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like trailing; he was bringing it in. And yeah, Luke's leg got caught underneath, and that's
I just didn't think it was any worse than any yellow card tackle that I've seen.
So Luke Shaw was really, really unfortunate with that tackle. I mean, look, I don't think it was a dirty tackle from Hector Moreno in that sense. I thought there was a little bit excessive force, and I did think he scissored him a bit.
I'd agree with that.
You know, and so, I mean, he didn't mean to fucking hurt him, but it was a dangerous tackle that happens all the time. We see that same tackle in the league all the time. It's just a matter of you get caught with a standing leg and something like that, you know, shit can go wrong. And so
it's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because Luke Shaw's not, I mean, even though he plays for a team I absolutely fucking hate, I don't really have much hate for him, you know.
He hasn't been there long enough for us to hate him, to be honest. That's
They haven't been any good while he's been there, so it makes it easier.
He's been having a good month, honest. He's really shown his speed and his strength and coming inside for them. I thought he's been doing really well.
He laid off the pies or whatever, you know. Everyone was complaining about how fat he was.
I don't know.
Season.
His ass is still pretty big.
Well, he needs that. That, you know, look at Hulk. Works pretty well for him, all right? And he's got like a fucking shelf.
You'd expect that from a guy from Brazil, though, but not necessarily a guy from England.
Well, I mean, like, Luke Shaw is not going to be a thin player, a thin man after football. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, look at Ivanovic. You know, like, these guys, they're burly, stocky little dudes. Well, I wouldn't say Ivanovic is little, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I know from experience, dude. We won't stay skinny. Just prepare yourself for that, Luke. Anyways, look, best of luck to him in the recovery. I hope he recovers and eventually plays for a not-so-shit team like Manchester United or something. So
that'd be nice.
More power to him. I hope he recovers. We're not going to mock him or any bullshit like that because, you know, we got a little bit better class than that. But yeah, I mean, I hope he does comes back and does well for England if Gibbs can't play. Speaking of Gibbs. Should we move on to Arsenal yet?
Yeah, we might as well. We got a lot to say, I'm sure. Oh, I mean, God. Gibbs, we could go through the, you know, all the changes, but Gibbs, and I'm just so disappointed for him. You know, I just
sell him. No. I like Gibbs. Gibbs is the one that really disappointed me.
Well, he only disappointed me on the in goal. His effort on that goal. I mean, I just don't understand what he's thinking at all. Unless I don't know, because he's his job on that corner was to clear it. He's the
first. And he just fucking stood there.
No, he ducked under the fucking ball. He gave a two inch jump followed by a head duck. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, look, honestly, our defense looked a bit disjointed on the day. But specifically, I mean, the fullbacks really, really did not make much of a case for themselves. Gibbs, you know, who I've always favored over Monreal, is losing that faith, and it seems like rightfully so.
I mean, I don't think it's close right now. I mean, I really don't. He hasn't taken this opportunity to improve on the things that he needs to. Hopefully he will. But right now he needs to put some extra work in, really. Yeah. He needs to get better at taking a shot, you know, and I mean, because he's so quick that he can, you know, he can kind of slalom through.
Right. No, he gives us a great, you know, that great overlapping option, you know, down the left. But it's interesting. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. I mean, the different balance that we have with our two different sets of fullbacks, you know. But the one that really disappointed me was Matthew Debushi. I don't know what the fuck his problem was. Because, look, when I've seen him play before, he's looked an able deputy. Not even able deputy. He'd be a good starting right back and has played well and really didn't do anything to deserve being dropped other than getting injured.
Last season, when he was and he was like, oh, all right, he's a good replacement. Well, just well, yeah, so I mean, I wasn't worried about it before, but I think he might just need matches to get back into it.
But this is really, I mean, this is, I think, probably the worst performance I've seen from him. There was just dumb shit, like lollygagging on the ball while, you know, it was towards the end of the game. He finally made this great run down the right where he kept the ball in and was going down. And then he was just, like, naive, like the fucking defender wasn't on his back. They just came in and made the tackle. And he just looked slow and off the pace. And, I mean, you know.
I think those two things are true. I think he is slow and off the pace, but he's not going to get there unless we can get him matches, and hopefully he'll get to play again next week again. Right. I mean, honestly, he needs to. We need him in form.
Totally. I mean, we need him as cover.
Yeah, we need him in form. We need Gibbs. Both those guys should start on the wings next week, and I mean, we can look forward. But
So even though there were specific players that were standouts for how poor they were in a sense, specifically the guys that got rotated in. Arteta, you know, didn't look bad in the beginning of the game, but I mean, I think I saw some stats about, you know, like zero, you know, tackles, 1-0. You know, he fucking put up a bunch of goose eggs across the board in terms of his effectiveness and really big impact on the match. And it looked like it kind of got away from him once we lost Giroud. So that was a big one for me. You know, we looked better once Coquelin came back out there. How do you feel about Giroud? The way he made a meal of this bullshit in the first half.
I think everybody agrees that the second yellow was harsh, but the first one was stupid. So, you know, you leave yourself open to that when you're stupid, and that's what he is. So he's struggling. He's struggling for form and confidence, and then he does something stupid, and it just builds. And, you know, I really thought that last week when we played Stoke and the home crowd got behind him right when he came on, and they got behind him as he scored. Hopefully they continue to do that because I don't really – I mean, I know he's a strong guy and he's not a kid, but I just don't want to see – it's not going to do any good for the home crowd to put any more pressure on him because you can already see he's feeling the weight of the world on him right now.
Yeah, you know, they were talking about on the Arscast just about how he seems like a guy who, you know, the pressure does get to him. And you see that, you know. You see that these things weigh on him, you know. I think Tim Stillman said he saw, you could almost see the cloud above his head, you know. He has a bit of a fragile mentality in a sense. What, like, you know, almost in the sense that, like, you know, they're talking about how, look, Theo misses a chance and just like, oh, it's okay, I'll get the next one, you know. Giroud, it looks like it pains him, you know. Like, he would do better to have the mentality of a Nicholas Bentner. Well, let's not go too far. But,
well, we weren't the first one to say it, but he needs more of what Theo has, which is like, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to keep going.
You know, you're talking about the Chesney mentality. Chesney made plenty of mistakes, but he still thinks he's the best guy out there. You know what I mean? But you need to have that short memory. Goalkeepers, strikers, all that. You got to have this super short memory and just have this confidence in your abilities.
Well, the failure needs to drive you to succeed, not, you know, and that's part of his problem, you know. It's just, it's killing his soul almost with every miss.
But you know what? I mean, look, players that, like, the poor call on the foul is one thing, but like you said, yellow cards for dissent.
They should never happen. It really shouldn't.
And if they're going to fucking happen, they happen at the end of the game when you know you only have 5 or 10 minutes left.
Trying to kill the game. Something, you know what I mean? In a smart way.
But even if you're not trying to kill the game, if you want to go off on the fucking referee, you wait till the 80th minute to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking stupid. 20, 30 minutes in, whenever it was, early as fuck in the match to do that. And then you get sent off for some bullshit innocuous foul 5 minutes later. I mean, it reminded me a little bit of, I mean, it's obviously not the same as the Van Persie in Barcelona one, but you remember, like, he got that first yellow card for a stupid ass foul right at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
That was entirely him just being petulant and, like, trying to cheap shot someone. And, you know, and he got this dumbass yellow and you're just like, God damn it. That's going to fucking haunt us later. And then he goes and gets sent off. You know, those things are inexcusable. Like, mental mistakes like that for me are inexcusable. And that shit's really frustrating. Yeah. So how do you feel about, I mean, what do you think about, like, all this focus is on these players being rotated in? I mean, look, also, Ospina didn't exactly fill me with confidence when he was in there.
But did he do anything really horrible?
Ospina?
Yeah.
He should have gotten a red card.
Oh, well.
I mean, there was that, you know, when he came out of the box and then he made that tackle and all that. That actually was legitimately, they could have given a red card because he came in late and kicked the guy in the fucking knee with his studs. So he could have been off. There's someone else that could have been sent off too, right? Oh, and then fucking Joel Campbell, man. Joel Campbell comes on, looks lively, but then he makes like what 4 or 5 fouls in those 10 minutes, like killing momentum multiple times. I think only one of those fouls when he got the yellow was deserved. So he got the yellow, and then he comes in, he clatters the guy from the back, like just kicks him in the fucking calves. That should have been a second yellow. If he hadn't been yellow carded like 2 minutes earlier, he would have been yellowed right there, which means it should have been a red. So that was a bit naive. But so how do you feel about like Alexis and Ozil? You know, guys who conveniently kind of run into the, you know, fall under the radar when some of these performances get assessed, maybe just because of their reputation, because everybody likes them and they're our best and most expensive players. But really, I mean, I thought they were both pretty anonymous. What do you think?
Well, I think Alexis hasn't really played well yet. He hasn't hit his stride, and it's not because he had a long summer, because he's out of rest and he's already been back for a month. So you really can't blame him. So, but I mean, he had a decent match last weekend, but I just don't know if we're just not. It's hard to say when you make that many changes and everything's not clicking exactly.
But look, I don't fault Arsene for the changes. I mean, like, I don't either. It's still really fucking hard to fathom how the Premier League is so bad about this. Like, how are you playing a fucking Saturday lunchtime kickoff after a Wednesday Champions League game? You know, I mean, thankfully it's the same schedule for us and Chelsea,
except they're home.
Well, whatever. Both fucking teams are in London. Well, right. Well, sure. So
there's a little bit of difference, but of course, that's just the way it is, right? They don't care.
Fixtures. Yeah, just don't give a fuck.
They don't care. This is what they want. They want the big teams to be under pressure. I think that's what they want. That's how they set it up. That's what I think.
But whereas the other countries fucking make favorable schedules, go figure.
Yes, we would have played Stoke this weekend at home.
No.
If we were in the... Yeah, but I'm just saying...
But look, aside from like the order of the fixtures, just the timing, you know? We'd be playing on Sunday, you know? Like you're supposed to play on Sunday if you play in the Champions League on the Wednesday before.
Yeah, but you know,
and it's Arsenal fucking Chelsea. Make it the, you know, the late kickoff on Sunday. Is it that difficult?
It makes total sense.
But you know, logic and the FA don't really go hand in hand. You know, we left Ramsey and Bellerin back in London.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a problem with the changes, and even, I mean, neither honestly, we should have had two goals, and then the whole game changes anyway,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I didn't think it was a big problem. The problem is you're down well, and then they score two goals. I mean, those things all happen, and that's why things look so bad with the rotation. But
yeah.
I didn't have a problem with the rotation when I saw the lineup. Like, we still should get a result. A result for me was at least a draw.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, the fullbacks that we brought in were the guys that were our first choice fullbacks last season. You know, Arteta's our club captain. Ospina, you know, played in goal the whole second half of the season last year. Rotating in Olivia. I mean, Olivia is still basically our first choice center forward. So it wasn't like he did anything crazy. You know, he didn't fucking start Joel Campbell. There wasn't like Isaac Hayden in defense. You know what I mean? It wasn't, these guys should have been able to handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have zero problem with the lineup.
So you think we go back to our tried and tested lineup at the weekend?
Yeah. So absolutely.
So what, check and goal, the fullbacks restored. Do you think Gabriel stays in?
Yes.
I think so too.
I do. Again, well, I think next week's match, I think, is an opportunity again to rotate. But I think it'd be nice to see Pear come back, but maybe pair him with Chambers to get Chambers some time at center back.
That seems like that would be a good way to get him back into the fold.
Because you're going to want him with somebody experienced. I think he'll play better with Pear. So I keep Gabriel because he hasn't done anything really horrible, right? So,
other than that giveaway at the end of the match. But he had a good match otherwise. The one that nearly cost us a goal in the last fucking couple seconds.
Yeah, we're good. We're good for one of those a match. So,
well, we already had a few. We had a couple clangers in general. So,
but yeah, I wouldn't. So you know, Bellerin and Monreal are back, and then you've got Coquelin and Santi.
And you got to expect Ramsey comes back into the team.
And then you got Ozil in front of them. You got Ramsey on the right, Theo up top, and Sanchez on the left, right?
So you see Theo getting the start, huh?
Yeah, there's no way he starts Olivier. I mean, you could – I should say there's no way. There's a 1% chance he does for, you know, but I it'd be hard to take Theo out. He scored in the last two matches.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's so good at scoring from the bench, though, too. I don't know.
They both are, really.
Yeah,
that's true. They both score well from the bench.
That's true. That's true, and it's an interesting conundrum. You know, I know Arsene came out in his press conference and said he won't decide until the morning, but I think that's more just being coy, you know, not giving Jose the template quite yet, being like, hey, you know, Walcott's going to start or Giroud's going to start. You know, the tactical chess game that they get into before these matches.
I hope he just punches them one day, so.
I mean, look, I think we got as close as that, what we're going to get from that last season.
Last year.
That's about as good as we're going to get. I mean, look, you know what the funny thing is? As bad as this match was on Wednesday, it doesn't change the way I think the match is going to go on the weekend at all. Not one bit.
Yeah, I mean, I just want a draw because a draw hurts them a lot. And,
yeah.
And a draw is a great result. Anytime you could get a draw at Chelsea, I think is a good result.
Yeah, but I'm a greedy motherfucker. I'll be okay with a draw, but fuck them. I'm ready to beat Mourinho. You know, it's just fucking time. Can we just do it for once?
I don't know. We don't have a good record.
Can we win a big fucking game?
We're not good at that. That's not our forte. We don't do that.
Winning important matches? No. We just like to get us right on the precipice and then fucking blue ball us.
The squad is our bunch of blue ballers. That's for sure. They like to get us nice and excited. Oh, we're out of the competition. That's kind of what we do.
And they just leave us to walk off to the bathroom and jerk off or something. This is
something like that.
Bastards. I can't believe them. But you know, look, it's nice. We're recording this podcast on a Friday morning. It's nice. We both have a Friday off. I'm not even wearing pants.
Well, I'm wearing shorts. That's as close as I could get it, especially on a Friday.
Yeah. Oh, man. Early fucking kickoff tomorrow. Are you going to be able to watch the match?
Oh, yeah. It's early.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Unless you're not sleeping. Yeah. 4:45. They something about, I don't know what the Premier League is doing this year. They are not, they don't love their American fans this season. At least not the Arsenal fans.
No, they don't love us. That we still get, you know, the club will be happy because they'll still get the same amount of TV money, but it's not been fun on the West Coast.
Last week was the 1 7 o'clock match that we've had. So the one standard, like 3 p.m. UK kickoff. And everything else since, other than that, has been either 4:45 in the fucking morning, so it's the lunchtime kickoff, or the 5:30. So one of the lunchtime kickoffs.
Oh, plus
kickoffs.
We had like a Monday or some. Did we have a Monday also?
The Monday against Liverpool was a lunchtime one. So that, I mean, not lunchtime. Lunchtime for us here. You know, right. It was that late kickoff, the Monday night football. So that was decent, except for the fact that we didn't fucking win that match.
We barely held on for the draw.
Against them.
Well, look, none of us are really that great right now. That's just the way it is. Man City's winning. They're not great right now, but they're winning. So, that, you know, kudos right to them. But none of the rest of us are playing really that fucking great.
Yeah,
I mean, they're when Leicester's else showing everybody up, it's what happens all the time, right? It happens every season, to be honest. Even when we went on our great run 2 years ago, right, when we led the league for I don't know how many weeks. We didn't start off great, but it was sometime in October when we started. You and I talked, and we're like, all right, let's start building. And it was about now where we start building. So let's hope that that's what we start seeing.
Well, you know, what you need is a catalyst, you know. You need a catalyst of winning this and moving forward, you know. And we're kind of, I don't know, we're unfortunate in the sense that we have Tottenham in the Cup next week, which is a little early to be facing them. But, I mean, I think this happened to us a couple of years ago. We had the famous Lansbury leaping, and you know that Carling Cup win we had.
Yeah,
or Capital One Cup. Was it Capital One Cup by then? I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
I don't know.
Fuck all their sponsorship dollars. That's gonna be an interesting match. But look, we'll cross our bridge when we get there. We need to beat Chelsea this weekend. Or we need to get a draw.
Look,
I am perfectly happy with a draw, but I'm a greedy bastard and I want the fucking win. So, and look, we could actually send Mourinho into so bad of a tailspin he actually might get fired.
Yeah, that's
a possibility.
That's not gonna happen.
Why not? Look, Roman.
Nah, he's not that quick.
They have their worst start in the league since like the fucking 80s or some shit, right?
Look, if we give him a draw, you know, and things don't get well by the end of October, then we'll talk. But
he's not going to get fired this week. I'm saying by Christmas or something. We could help get him the sack by halfway through the season. Imagine the joy. Like that would be the Christmas miracle.
Then are you going to be upset when they hire Klopp to replace him? I mean,
oh fuck.
I mean, let's talk about the managers that are out there. He's the one that would replace him.
Well, this is not.
Sorry to burst that bubble.
Yeah, that's. I just threw a dart at Jose Mourinho's face. Actually, literally. Well, it's not Jose Mourinho's face. It's my old boss who's up on my dartboard. And I literally just threw a dart and caught him right in the middle of the forehead.
See, but you were picturing Mourinho.
I was picturing Mourinho. Well, they both kind of look similar. They're both. Both kind of tan skinned with silvery hair. Yeah, I'll tweet a picture of what I threw the dart at and a little bit later, and you guys can see. That'll be a little amusing. The thing is that Mourinho is a guy who it's kind of fun watching him right now because he's backed into a corner, you know. He got the Champions League result, but they're doing terrible in the league. You know, like I said, the draw is great. If we get the draw, it's a very good result. It's just, you know, shitty teams have beaten them already this season. I want to kill them.
I know. Trust me. I do, too. Do you think he's going to – what kind of lineup? Do you think he's going to – I mean, I think this midweek was just rotation. I don't think it's dropping anything. So
no,
I think the media is trying to capitalize on that and make a story when there's literally no story there at all.
No, there's none. I mean, all the big name standard players are going to be in there. I mean,
so do you think Ivanovic starts?
I think so. Well, who are they going to play instead?
I don't know. I just wondering if he starts, because they've been really weak down that side. So I hope they do, because I'd like to see Alexis run at him for 90 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I don't know. What are their other options? I mean, could they put in a different left back and move Azpilicueta over to the right?
Right, because that's technically his correct position. So, I mean, I could see that happening. I don't know how the new signing they have, the one guy they bought at the end of the transfer window, if he's ready to play left back. But
yeah, it'd be pretty tough to throw him in. I guess against Ramsey. I mean, I suppose if you had a choice and you had one side that had Ramsey and one side that had Alexis, you'd probably want your best fullback on Alexis and have someone with a little bit less pace to be on Ramsey.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be more easier to cope with that. Be interesting to see. I mean, look, I'm happy, you know, Ramsey's going to come back into the match, you know, into the squad for this match. Expect him to start. I mean, so how do you feel about him playing out on the right, though? I mean, look, I think he needs to
shut up and accept it, because with him, we're better right now there with him.
Right.
So.
Right. No. I get it. He is a central midfielder.
He is, but his time in the center will come. So, you know, until I just don't know if we have the right pieces for him to be there right now. I mean, I guess because I don't know. He hasn't really had a run in the middle for a while.
Well, you know, there's a Santi sized problem, which is I think it's a good problem to have, because, you know, I mean, obviously what Arsen could have done was shipped off Santi somewhere back to Spain or whatever, which I'm happy he didn't. He's been one of our best players, you know. But he also goes missing in some of these matches as well. You know, like these are guys that get free rides when they don't play well on occasion. But
Santi doesn't do well against Chelsea, to be honest.
He has not. Not historically, he has not done particularly well.
He really hasn't. He's really gone missing almost every Chelsea match in the last couple of years.
But, you know, the thing is, we need to see some of these guys step up and, like, just grab the game by the scruff of the neck. You know, we saw Alexis do that for us a lot around this time last season. You know, he put it together, picked us up, carried us on his fucking Herculean little Chilean back. And got us across the line. But we need something like that's what makes a difference in these matches, you know? We haven't had that cutting edge. Obviously, we have the most shots, but one of the worst conversion rates in the league, you know? You got to be clinical. And you got to have that little moment of brilliance, you know? The few times that we've done it, you know? Like, the last time that we beat Chelsea at the Bridge, was that 2011 and 2012 or whatever it was?
It's been a while.
It was the one where Van Persie and Walcott got the goals, right?
Is it the five? Yes, that was the last of the 5-3, I think.
Whichever one, you know. But you had these special moments of brilliance, you know. I remember John Terry falling over. God, that was great.
Yes,
remember that. See, the John Terry actually has brought me some moments of
joy,
great joy. I think it was first and foremost getting kicked and knocked out by Diaby.
That's really one of the all-time greats.
And honestly, I can't think of like really any other player, except for maybe if Shawcross got kicked in the face, that I would actually like root for this and enjoy this. You know what I mean? There aren't many.
A lot of those players are actually in this Chelsea team. So
right, but so him getting kicked in the face and knocked out, him slipping and falling and losing the Champions League, and then the pictures of him crying. I think, you know, we could frame those. I could probably put that up on my wall.
Yeah, they could have a nice little, you know, at least three picture kind of arrangement. That'd be nice. Black and white.
Hey, so is John Terry going to play against us?
Oh yeah, he's going to play against us.
Man, we can only hope for another slip. If he slipped, that would be the fucking fork in it. You know, that'd be the last. His career would be over.
I mean, what are their options? Are they going to start Zuma? I mean,
yep.
Well, they might, but they might do that with Terry and not Cahill. I mean, that's right. What I could see. I don't think they're gonna. I don't think.
You
I think Terry
Cahill Zuma partnership.
No, I think that's a nightmare. I mean, it's a dream for me, but I mean,
right.
I mean, Zuma's a good young player. It's just you know, he's gonna be really, really good. I just think he's got some more experience to gain still.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be. It's going to be an interesting one. So let's get your prediction for the match. What do you think?
1-1 and Alexis scores.
And who scores for the cunts?
Terry.
Terry.
Yep.
Gross.
It will be gross. It's going to be nervy. I mean, that's just going to be. It's going to be a nervy match.
All right, and, I'm going to go 2-1 to the Arsenal with
two goals in one match.
I know.
You're really trying to treat us.
Bucking
really
the trend. I know.
You spoil us, Joaquin.
And it's going to be your boy Theo. After spurning like 5 chances, he'll get one.
Yeah, you know.
But look, if you get one a game, I mean, that's pretty good, except for, you know, if he could win if he scored more. But
one I mean, it'd be easier if he scored 4?
Yeah, imagine that. I'm going to go with one for him and one for your boy Alexis. That sounds about right.
Yeah, so, I mean, he needs to get off the mark here.
It's funny how Fabregas has turned into such a non-factor, you know? I mean, he had an assist and a goal, I think, right, in the Champions League game, but it's fucking Maccabi Tel Aviv, like we said. So those were his first things that he's done this season. His stats have been pretty appalling, man.
His been appalling, but we all know surprising. What kind of player he really is. So, yeah. You know, I just think he's dangerous. Form. That's just form. I mean, all that dude needs to do is through ball to Costa, and then, oh, well, Cesc is playing well again. I mean, he's so dangerous and he has such great vision. Yeah, he's not playing well right now, but he's not the only one in that squad that's not playing well. So
I'm thinking Hazard's going to get a penalty.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Because he just always does. If only he could sky it the way he did against fucking Maccabi Tel Aviv. I wish he had saved that miss for us, because if he had fucking kicked it out of the stadium the way he did there, you know, all the jokes about, you know, it landing in fucking a different part of London.
I'm not sure I'm not sure if he gets a penalty. I'm not sure he's going to get the award to be able to take it.
He has to. I mean, if Jose doesn't show if he doesn't show that confidence in him, that faith, then it's kind of fucked. Like, he's talked about how he's going to come back. You know, there's stories today about how he's going to be back to being the best. Then he has to keep taking the penalty kicks. You know what I mean?
Be interesting to watch Pedro versus Monreal tomorrow.
Oh, God. Is Pedro going to start?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, they really do have some tidy little players. Yeah.
Well, look,
obviously
we rate Hazard.
Well, Hazard, Pedro.
Willian.
Willian's. I really like Willian.
So do I.
I really like the way he plays.
I hate him on fucking Chelsea.
If he turns on those afterburners, we are going to need Gabriel.
Yep.
You know.
Well, it's a good thing. That's part of why I think, you know, the center back pairing that we have currently, there's so much more pace between the two. I mean, obviously it's the position, you know, everyone talks about the positional sense that Mertesacker has and all that, but when it comes to covering for a guy overlapping and stuff like that, you need these guys that are at the races, and these two center backs can keep pace with most guys, you know.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys who run past Koscielny or Gabriel.
Yeah, I think
they're both thoroughbreds in full flight, you know. They're not quite fucking Theo or Willian or whatever, but they're not going to get burned. You know,
I think Pedro was a really good buy for them overall, just the way that they can kind of rotate those players around.
I know. He's just like a better Theo.
It seems like they've been trying to find that player for a while, right? They went through like 3 or 4 of them. They actually still own them, but they're out at other teams.
It's so ridiculous. The Mohamed Salah, fucking Cuadrado, who's now at Juve, you know? I mean, it must be nice when you can just fucking have 30, 40 million pound flops that you can just kind of rotate and loan out year after year, right?
Well,
it makes it easy.
And then you get a flop and you ended up selling him for a profit like they did with Schürrle.
Well, Schürrle wasn't even a flop. He played well for him. I thought he was good.
Well, I just mean Mourinho didn't really like him. I guess that's what more that I mean.
Man, it's ridiculous. The players that Mourinho has shipped out, right? You would take any of these players, really. Right, let's just on one hand, it's attacking wide forward wingers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, just that position. Let's put that and like attacking center mid together. Schürrle, Mata,
oh yeah, I forgot
the Cuadrado, De Bruyne, whoever the fuck you want to say his name, who am I missing right now? Who's the one that
Moses?
That?
They had Moses.
Victor
not
Moses.
That he was, not that he was great,
no,
but they did. He was there.
Victor Moses, Mohamed Salah, right? Yeah. We're at 6. That's like in how those have all been shipped out since Mourinho's been back at the club.
Yeah.
That's six players of who, let's say, the average transfer fee for those players was in the 20-something range. Of, yeah. You know, I think at least three or four of those players were at least 30 million pound buys. Mata, yeah. I think Schürrle was around 20. You know, Cuadrado wasn't cheap. I mean, you spent those six players that he shipped out cost close to, you know, between 120 to 150 million pounds for those six players. He shipped them all out. Yeah, he is a specialist. What a fucking luxury, huh? When you can just abort these players. Like, oh, whatever, fuck it. Sell them at a loss.
I mean, well, and you're under no pressure to improve them either. You know what I mean? You're under no pressure to get the most out of them.
Well, the funny thing is that he knows a lot of these guys are good players, but he's like, they don't work for me right now. I don't want to develop these guys. You know, he talks about how he's trying to, this is the first time he's trying to develop a team and leave like a legacy and do all that. Really? Really? That's what he shipped out like so many of the best young players you guys had. Right?
Yeah.
Well, long may he continue torpedoing clubs in his later years with them. So,
yeah, I hope he really goes away. That would be great. I'm done with him. So I hope.
I just want to,
because
I
think,
to
I think
up.
We get some. There's plenty of managers out there for next season. You know that it would be different. It'd be different. I'm ready for to be gone. You know, with his antic bullshit. You know.
Well, the thing is that, like, it, you know, it's old and tired. You know, you see this. You know, I've seen all the articles this week as well. You know, when did the special one stop being special? You know, it's like, well, dude, you get tired of his bullshit. You know, it's just, it's no longer it's not endearing. You know, you're no longer the darling. I mean, look, he's starting to see that the English media isn't being as nice to him as they were before. You know, I mean, you know, they jump on anybody, but I think they still do a lot of fucking cocksucking. You know, they do a lot of ball licking for him already.
Oh, well, I mean, honestly, you know, all it takes is one win. And they'll be back all up in his nuts. So.
Yeah. Right. If he beats us.
Right.
Oh, the fucking heel looks so goddamn smug. Arsenal, please go get a result against Jose. I cannot fathom his smug fucking face. I might have to go to jail. I might have to go over to fucking England and punch him in the face myself. And you guys don't want to see me locked up. I don't want to have to fucking crowdsource my bail money.
Oh, we will too. We'll totally crowdsource that bail money. It'd kind of be fun.
I could probably, you're right. I could probably do that. I could get the whole Gunnar family together to bail me out. Like, look, I punched Jose Mourinho in the face. Can you guys please?
You'd be out in a matter of hours with our group.
I should just crowdsource the money to get to London first, and then I go punch him. We could do it all together. Well, we'll save that, but it's an idea.
It's an idea.
I like where it's going.
That's
going to
be in the
next
production meeting.
Exactly. I don't like that I just put it on record that I want to punch Jose Mourinho in the face. Well, I do like that, but that I'm saying I'm going to do it. So all views expressed on the Pintcast are all farcical and just hogwash. But
that's right.
Yeah. Nothing you said here is serious. I want to fucking kill him.
Shit.
Is that a little far? All right. No,
that might be too far.
That's a little too far. That's excessive. That was a joke. Just don't want her to be happy ever. I want her to think of really bad things all the time. That's about as far as I'll go.
Well,
probably best to leave that there.
Probably a good time to end the show.
On that note, a couple other matches around the league this week. Do you think any of our rivals are going to drop points? Let's see. We have
United's going to drop points.
Are they? They're against Southampton?
Yeah, they're only going to drop 2 points, but I think it'll be a draw.
And so what about City? They're facing the upstart West Ham.
They're going to kick the shit out of West Ham to show us it's supposed to be done.
Liverpool are home against Norwich. That seems like one they should win that could turn into a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I think it will be.
I'm down for that.
Because I don't think that any of us are still playing well, so that's kind of what I see.
Tottenham versus Crystal. Well, Tottenham's not even a rival this year.
Nope, not a rival.
Tottenham versus Crystal. Look, that's like a rivalry game. That's like a derby. Like they're fighting to see who's going to finish higher than each other. Tottenham versus Crystal Palace.
I think Crystal Palace gets a win.
Come on, Palace.
Yeah. I can see it. That. The speed, that should be actually that might be a decent match to watch because neither one's defense is really that great, and Crystal Palace has a ton of speed.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. That might be a decent match to watch.
I'm just going to give a little off-the-cup, little trifecta pick. I'm going to go with Crystal Palace to win. I'm going to take a punt on this, too. I think I'm going to do like a $5 parlay on this. Crystal Palace to beat Tottenham away. Norwich to draw with Liverpool in Liverpool. And then Southampton to beat Man United.
I think that'd be awesome. I think that'd be a great win for you and a great win for all of us.
I think so. I think we'll get pretty goddamn good odds on it. I don't have to wager too much. But I think, yeah. If you guys, I'll let you know how that goes after the weekend. We'll see. I'll tell you what my money was. We shall see. Well, look, there's some exciting stuff coming on around the league. Big match against Chelsea. Very excited for this. I'm not excited to wake up for it because, shit, we're already, by the time you guys hear this, it's probably going to be like 12 hours before the match. Consider recording it like, 16, 18 hours before the match. Do I sleep tonight? Joseph, I should, but that means I got to go to bed early. I can't go to bed early on a fucking Friday. I can't go to bed before midnight.
I don't know how it is with you young people. I'll be going to bed.
Well, look, if you guys are in LA, get down to the Fox and Hounds, come out to the pub. I am, as of now, my mind says I'm going to make it there at 4:30 in the morning to be ready for the match. We shall see where the night takes us. Thanks so much for listening. You can follow Joseph on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. And we'll be back next week with plenty to talk about. Hopefully rejoicing after a victory against Chelsea. Or at least a draw.
Word.
Word. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys later.